Chapter 1. The Ship Comes Home. On the 24th of February, 1815, the ship Pharaoh came into Marseille. A man on the shore jumped into a boat and went out to the ship. A young man, about 20 years old, looked over the side of the ship. He seemed to be the captain. He was the type of man who meets danger without fear. "Oh, is it you, Dantès?" cried the man in the boat. "What has happened?" "A very sad thing, Mr. Morrel," replied the young man. "When our ship was near Civitavecchia, we lost our brave Captain Leclerc." He turned to his men and gave a quick order. Then he turned again to Morrel. The Pharaoh was Morrel's ship, and Edmond Dantès was first officer.
"We will all die one day, Edmond," said Morrel.
"The goods?"
"They are safe, Mr. Morrel. Now, come on board. Here is Danglars. He does all the buying and selling. I must look after my ship."
Morrel climbed quickly onto the ship and met Danglars. Danglars was about 25 years old. Nobody on the Pharaoh liked him.
"Well, Mr. Morrel," said Danglars, "you heard about the sad death of Captain Leclerc?"
"Yes. He was a brave and good man."
"And a good seaman. He was old and wise. A good ship's captain for Morrel and son," replied Danglars.
"A young man can be a good captain, too," Morrel said. "Look at our friend Edmund. He works well."
"Yes, Danglars." He looked at Dantès. He did not like him.
"Yes, he is young, and he is very sure of himself. When the captain died, we had to take orders from him, and as a result we lost a day and a half at the island of Elba. We needed to come straight to Marseille."
"He has to take the captain's place," said Morrel. "He is the first officer. But it was wrong to stop at Elba."
"Was the ship unsafe? Did you need to work on it?"
"There was nothing wrong with the ship. We stopped at Elba and went on shore. It was a holiday, not work."
"Dantès," the ship owner called, "come here, please."
"In a minute, Mr. Morrel," answered Dantès. He gave an order to his men. When the ship was safely tied up, Dantès came towards Morrel.
"The ship is now ready," he said. "Can I help you, sir?"
Danglars took a few steps back.
"Why did you stop at the island of Elba?" asked Morrel.
"I don't know, Mr. Morrel. It was Captain Leclerc's last order. He gave me a letter for Marshal Bertrand." Morrel took Dantès' arm and pulled him close.
"And how is Napoleon?" he said quietly.
"He seemed very well."
"You spoke to him?"
"No."
"He spoke to me," said Dantès. "He asked, 'When did you leave Marseille? What goods are on board?' He was very interested. Perhaps he wanted to buy the ship."
"I am only the first officer," I said. "The ship belongs to Morrel and son."
"Ah," he said, "I know them. The Morrels have owned ships for many years. But there was a Morrel who was a soldier. He fought with me at Valence."
"True," cried Morrel happily. "That was Policar Morrel, my uncle. He was a great soldier, a captain. Dantès, my uncle will be very happy about Napoleon. It will bring fire into the old soldier's eyes. You were right to stop at Elba, Dantès." But don't tell people about the letter for Marshal Bertrand, and about Napoleon. You will get into trouble. Why? Asked Dantès. I don't know what was in the letter. Napoleon only asked me simple questions. Anyone can answer questions like those. My dear Dantès, said the owner, are you now free? Yes, Mr. Morrel, Dantès replied. Can you come and have dinner with me? Thank you, Mr. Morrel, but I must visit my father first. Visit your father, and then come to my house. Thank you again, Mr. Morrel, but there is another person that I must see. True, Dantès, I forgot. Of course, the beautiful Mercedes. She came to see me 3 times. She wanted news about the Pharaoh. She has promised to marry me, the young seaman said. My dear Edmund, said the owner, that is very good news. Now, hurry away to see your father. Thank you, Mr. Morrel. I have a question. Can I leave the ship for 14 days? To get married? Morrel asked. Yes, first. And then I want to go to Paris. Yes, of course, Dantès. But come back again in 1 month. The Pharaoh can't sail without her captain. Without her captain? Cried Dantès. His eyes were bright and he was very happy. Are you really going to make me captain of the Pharaoh? Oh, Mr. Morrel, I thank you for my father and for Mercedes. Good, Edmund. Go to your father. Go and see Mercedes, and then come to see me. Shall I take you to the shore with me? Dantès asked. No, thank you. I'll stay and do some work with Danglars. Were you pleased with him on this journey? Do you mean, is Danglars a good friend? No, we aren't friends. We disagreed one day near the island of Monte Cristo, and he doesn't like me. But he works well. I can say nothing against him. The ship owner watched Dantès until he reached the shore. Danglars stood on the ship behind Morrel. He also watched the young man as he went away. But he did not look kindly at Dantès.